1. Begin transmission.
Okay, am I ready to do this? I think I might be. It is 1930, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee tends to begin. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. I'm just now sitting down, and I'm looking at the tube, although there's no tube on my tube anymore. I'm watching TV. Slept a little weird tonight, last night. I went to bed not too late, but then I kept getting awakened by Pippa, who was playing in a shoebox over here that has some tissue paper in it, because I thought, oh, this will be a nice fun toy for a kitty. We'll have a box with some crinkly, crunchy paper in it, because kitties like things that crinkle and crunch. Yeah, the cat does love it. Unfortunately, she loves it at 6 o'clock in the morning. Starts making crazy noises and wakes me up. So, yeah, I didn't sleep all that great. I'm tired. I'm tired and I'm thirsty. But I'm not actually drinking iced tea this morning. Oh wait, I think it's afternoon. Yep, I'm looking at the clock. It is afternoon. I am drinking artificially flavored grape powdered drink mix. And I gotta tell you, it tastes yummy. It's so delicious. I started drinking it last night because I was in the mood for some artificial grape flavor. What am I doing? What am I doing right now? I don't know if I'm entirely awake. My ear itches. Why is my ear so itchy? Oh, I did check my email. And I finally heard back from Juarez. Oh. But he wasn't doing much. And so now here I am sitting here watching what appears to be the first qualifying session for Formula E. Are they going to get some guys on the track here? I thought there was a race in that right now. But no, it's not a race. This is just qualifying. So, here's guys sitting in cars in the garages. Here's a guy just sitting there. Here's another guy just sitting there. And look, here's a third guy just sitting there. Let's get this going. I am, however, afraid. I think they're making new cars for next year, new Formula E cars. And I'm wondering, will they put that ugly halo thing on them like they have for the Formula One cars? Why do I suspect that they will? Even though I've never seen a Formula E car flip over. I don't think they can. I don't think it's physically possible for a Formula E car to flip over. You'd have to build a special ramp just to get one of these things to roll. I don't know what they're worried about. I do like Formula E, and if you're not familiar with Formula E racing, these are electric cars. That's what the E in Formula E stands for. Formula, it's electric, boogie, oogie, oogie, oogie. Okay, now here comes some cars. Looks like they're going to go out onto the track. Woozing, woozing, woozing. They're racing in New York City. And I don't know where they are. Where are they, at an old airport? No, it's something by the water. It looks pretty fun. I want to qualify in an E-Pre car. And now I think I will sneeze. Or maybe not. Or maybe I will. Booey. Ugh. So sneezy. Yeah, I got a sinus thing going today. You know, it rained yesterday. And I don't know if the pressure dropped or what, but I don't think it's rainy today, but I think the pressure is going back up. The pressure is changing. It is active. And it's doing something to my sinuses. La-di-da-di-da. So that's fun. All right. So, what did I do last night? Well, I watched that crazy movie, Never Too Young to Die, with John Stamos. Oh, he's so terrible. And Gene Simmons. Oh, yeah, he's so terrible. And Vanity. Oh, yeah, she's so terrible. There were two Vanity movies on last night. How did TCM get to own Vanity? I don't know. But anyway, they do. And I watched some interesting cartoons last night. But of course, Furikuri was not one of them. Furikuri. I should say Furikuri Progressive is done. And so it started up again last night. Gonna run the series again. And now we have to wait until September 8th until the new Furikuri starts. Furikuri Alternative, September 8th. You heard it here first. Mark your calendars for Furikuri Alternative. I don't know what time on September 8th. Check your local listings. Oh, my knee. Pop, pop. Speaking of pop, one thing I did watch last night was Pop Team Epic. I don't know if you've seen Pop Team Epic yet, but oh, it's pretty weird, wacky, crazy. I'm enjoying it. What little I've seen, I've only seen what, like two episodes now? And it is crazy. That is a crazy show. And like 2 days ago, I was watching one of my... Was it a UFO catcher game? I was watching one of my videos about UFO catchers. And one of the prizes was like some Pop Team Epic figurines or something. And I laughed. I was like, oh my god, Pop Team Epic. Because that's some crazy stuff. I also saw some Mr. Osomatsu prizes. But the good news is, last night, Lupin started back up. Lupin the Third Part 4 restarted on Adult Swim. And I'm glad, because I missed that episode. I missed some of the episodes at the beginning of the series when they first ran them, so I'm glad they're running them again so I can see them again. Because I do love Lupin, and I've talked about it plenty of times, but yeah, I first crossed paths with Lupin the Third when I was a child, back in the 80s. Or was it, yeah, it would have been, well, I'm trying to think of when that would have been. That would have been like 1982-ish, right around in there. And ever since then, yeah, I've been a pretty big fan. And so I'm glad to see these new ones. And guess what else started up last night? Cowboy Bebop. Yay! So I had Cowboy Bebop and then Lupin. Yay! And so that was fun. Oh, I'm leaning on my hair. Can't move. Delicious. Delicious grape flavored water. It's yummy. This race is apparently taking place in Brooklyn. Brooklyn, New York, where they like to put sauce on their pizza and their spaghetti. Sauce. Got any sauce? Sauce. Oh. I can't take it. I gotta check the TV schedule. What else is on here? Whoa. Major League Fishing. Major League Fishing's 2018 General Tire World Championship. I'm missing World Major League Fishing. Oh, I don't think we'll watch that. The World of X Games. Yeah, they don't have the X Games anymore. Now they have World of X Games. As if that's going to reignite any interest in X Games. Whatever happened to X Games? You know, that competition for kids who are competing in modern sports, the modern sports that are going to change the world, you know, like Street Luge. Yeah, I've brought it up before. I'll bring it up again. Do you remember Street Luge? If you don't remember Street Luge, I won't blame you. But boy, back in the day, back when X Games started, Street Luge. I think they were just inventing sports so that they could cover them. Oh, Street Luge, yeah, it's the sport of the future. And if you never saw it, Street Luge was basically guys laying down on skateboards, or especially modified skateboards, and riding them down the street as they lay on their back. It was pretty stupid. Street Luge, the sport of the future. And now that we're in the future, you've probably noticed that there is no more Street Luge, and there hasn't been any Street Luge for decades. And the only time you're ever going to see any Street Luge anymore is if you happen to catch the remake of the film Rollerball. Now, the original Rollerball starring James Caan, it's kind of a weird underground classic. A classic of dystopian futures. Those 1970s dystopian future films. Rollerball. It's a great movie. I like it a lot. Well, somebody thought they'd be cute, and this was back during the era of X Games when sports were starting to get extreme. Remember when everything had to be extreme? And now we were going to have the extreme games, but the extreme games are so extreme, we're not even going to say extreme, we're just going to say X Games. Well, about when all that crazy, stupid stuff was going on, somebody decided to make a remake of the film Rollerball. LL Cool J is in it. What's that other guy's name? The star, his name is Chris something, he was in it. It's a real piece of crap movie. But they thought, ooh, how can we make Rollerball more extreme? Oh, we'll add motorcycles and... Wait, there was motorcycles in the original. We'll add ramps and we'll add a figure eight and we'll add some stuff and it'll be super extreme. It's a terrible movie. But one of the opening scenes is the protagonist riding a Street Luge in like San Francisco or somewhere down a hill. Ooh, look at how extreme he is. He's Street Luging, you know, the sport of the future. Yeah, Street Luge. It ended as fast as it began. But the funny thing is there is somebody in this world who holds a gold medal for Street Luge in the X Games. I wonder who that is. We could actually look this up. I'm not actually near my computer, but somebody in the world, and there might be more than one person, somebody in the world holds a Street Luge medal. And if they had bronze, silver, and gold, which they did, there are multiple people in this world with Street Luge medals. How are you going to explain that one to your grandchildren? Oh yeah, there used to be this sport 80 years ago. And I won the gold medal at the World of Extreme Games. Shut up. Alright, so here I am looking at Channel 10. And looks like the pre-race show for Formula E starts in half an hour. And then the race is actually... the race is on in an hour and a half. Okay. So I will watch some Formula E. But unfortunately, I will not be able to watch any Street Luge. And here's something weird. Do we have Harry Potter movies on two different channels? Yeah. The USA Network and the Sci-Fi Channel are both running Harry Potter movies all day. Are they running them at the same time? That would be funny. Street Luge. Oh. How proud is anyone to own a Street Luge medal? Yeah, you were the very best at a sport that nobody competed in. You were the best out of the eight guys. You got a gold medal. The bronze medal guy probably feels the worst. Yeah, I was the third best out of eight. But somehow I got a medal. At a pseudo sporting event. Well, we invented this pseudo sporting event, and so we needed to invent pseudo sports for it. And I won the bronze medal for Street Luge. Somebody can actually say that. Oh my god, maybe when this is over, I'll have to look up some of the Street Luge medalists. I can't stand it. Oh, maybe I'll have to do that. Maybe I won't. Who knows? Who knows? I'm still scrolling up the TV schedule here. There's nothing to watch. What about TCM? Oh, Robin and the Seven Hoods is on. And then Point Blank, virtually said, ooh, Odessa File. Well, that's kind of okay. Yeah. Ooh. And look what's on at 1 a.m. Don't Look Back. The horrible road documentary for Bob Dylan. Yeah, I keep forgetting to call him by his professional name. Bob Dylan. What a worthless idiot. Oh, but look what else is on. This is unusual. Flash Gordon, The Deadly Ray from Mars, with starring Buster Crabb. Oh, and right after that is another one. Peril from Planet Mongo, and then Spaceship to the Unknown. We've got three. Count them, three. Buster Crabb Flash Gordon movies on today. And then tonight we got cheesy kung fu movies, including Bolo. And that's a terrible one. Yowza. And there's all kinds of good, terrible stuff on tonight, including The Arrival, starring Charlie Sheen. I think that was before he had tiger blood, but I digress. Lark Rise to Candleford is on. I just like the title. And I'm just waiting until tomorrow, to be perfectly honest with you. Tomorrow night at, I think, 7 o'clock. is Godzilla vs. Megalon. I've talked about it a little bit before, but you know how much I love Godzilla. And if you don't know that, well, that's about all you need to know. I do love Godzilla. And I love most the Showa-era Godzilla movies. Why? Because I was born and raised in the Showa era, and so I love Showa Godzilla. And probably my favorite Godzilla movie is Godzilla vs. Megalon. Now, this is kind of a weird choice, but I don't know. It's been my favorite since I was a little kid. And generally speaking, it's probably the worst Godzilla movie. In fact, it's so bad that some people have put it on their list of the worst movies ever made. Godzilla vs. Megalon is so bad that Mystery Science Theater 3000 used it and ripped on it. But I make people watch it. I have rented Godzilla vs. Megalon on so many occasions just to make other people watch it. Because it's a really interesting movie to introduce to people for Godzilla. If nobody's ever really watched Godzilla movies before, this is a good one to start them on for a couple of reasons. And I do find that odd, but it happens. Everybody knows who Godzilla is, but there are people out there who have never actually watched a Godzilla movie. And so I remember making roommates watch it. And there's a couple of bizarre aspects to Godzilla vs. Megalon. One, there's no chick. There's no love interest. You know, usually in a movie, you have to have the female. And this doesn't have that. Godzilla vs. Megalon also introduces us to a character named Jet Jaguar. Jet Jaguar is a human-sized robot that can grow to be giant. It's so bad. And it's bizarre and funny, and Jet Jaguar was added to sort of try to cash in on the Ultraman fad that was, you know, cursing through Japan at the time. I'm also a huge fan of Ultraman, but yeah, so Jet Jaguar. And then there's the monster, Megalon. Megalon is pretty bad. Pretty cheesy. Doesn't really do much of anything. But Godzilla vs. Megalon is probably most famous for the flying kick. During the big fight scene between Godzilla and Megalon, the climactic fight scene, and Jet Jaguar is involved. Godzilla runs back and he delivers this kick where he just sort of jumps up in the air, and it's a two-footed kick, but he travels a good 50 feet. And, you know, you can see the wires that are holding him up as he goes slowly through the air and his tail drags on the ground. And it's absolutely hilarious. It's pretty bad. Well, hi, Pippa. Here comes Pippa. What are you doing? You're standing on my foot. Okay, what are you doing? So, if you've never seen Godzilla vs. Megalon, I highly recommend it. Go rent it. Go Netflix it. Go do something. It's one of my favorites. Hi, Pippa. Hi, baby. Here's my kitty. Here's my kitty. Godzilla vs. Megalon also contains probably one of my favorite bits of movie dialogue ever. And the sort of the three main characters in the movie are these what's the other guy's name? Like, the one guy, now I can't think of his name. There's another guy's name is Goro. Goro, he built Jet Jaguar. Hi, Pippa. And is a gadgeteer. And this kid and the older guy come over to Goro's house. The kid sees the robot and he says, and I haven't seen this in a while, so I'm trying to remember exactly how this goes. But the kid says, "Hey, Goro, that's a nice robot. What's his name?" And Goro says, "His name is Jet Jaguar." And the kid says, "Hi, Jet Jaguar." But between the accents and the bad English and the horrible dubbing, it's absolutely hilarious. And it sounds funny because the kid just goes, "Hey, Goro." Because, you know, the kid's voice is not done by a kid. It's done by an adult trying to sound like a kid. "Hey, Goro, that's my robot. What's his name?" "His name is Jet Jaguar."
"Hi, Jet Jaguar."
Oh, I'm going to see if I can record that. Maybe I will. "Pippa, what are you doing?"
"Hi, what's this kitty doing? This kitty's attacking me."
But not attacking.
"Oh, you wants to get petted up? Oh, I'm petting my baby."
Okay, now the cat's walking away. Do you want my attention or not? What are you doing? And now what are you doing? Are you going to get in your Thunder Hut? No. And now she's back bothering me. "Hi, Peppa. Here we are doing..." Now the cat is licking my shirt. "Why are you licking my shirt? Did I spill something on it? Did I spill some food on it? And it's oh so yummy." You're a wacky kitty. We got a wacky, wacky cat. Wacky cat. Who's so crazy? You're crazy, baby. And now my cat is trying to tunnel under me. She's sticking her nose under my back. You gotta understand, I'm laying down. And she's trying to get under. What are you doing? And my cat is trying to get under me. What are you doing? Are you trying to burrow? Are you trying to burrow under me? What are you doing? You're a crazy kitty. It's wacky cat time, apparently. Wacky cat time here in the city. I'm trying to do my show. What are you doing looking at me? You gonna give me the kitty face? Okay, come on. Now we gotta get down here. Wait, there's a bug, Pippa. There's a bug on the floor. You missed another bug. You're doing a bad job doing your kitty work. Look, the cat is practically standing on this little bug and she can't even see it. Jeez. Cats are so crazy. Okay. The bug goes in the trash. There we go. Hi, Pippa. Yeah, you missed the bug. Ugh. My cat only has like two jobs. Well, three jobs. Get all the poops in the box. That's one job and she's batting about 96%. The other job is to catch all the bugs and she hasn't been catching any. And the other job is get on the banky and do banky business. So now I gotta sit here, put the blankie on my ankles, gotta protect my ankles. Okay. And now it's baby kitty petting them up time, because kitties have to have all the attention in the house, because that's what kitties do. And that's a perfectly good time for me to say that you have been listening to The Dubious Oh, the Cat Needs Some Attention, So That Takes Priority Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe. Oh, I gotta deal with the cat and watch some E-Pre, so I'll see you later. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes?